Hi. Well, welcome. This is Dr. Michelle Saltarelli, and I am with Autumn Oak Speech, Voice, and Hearing, and this is our podcast, Here to Speak. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about speech disorders and the consequences of untreated speech disorders in education. Typically, we know, and even the pediatricians, if they're good, good pediatrician, not waiting to see if it'll just go away on its own, they're going to be referred for speech. We get them as young as 12 months or younger. Average is around the ages of 2 to 3 years old. And we determine that they have a speech and language disorder, being even as young as they are. So treatment is warranted. So what happens and what are the effects if they go untreated? Like, why not just wait and see approach, right? Maybe it'll just correct itself. We all know these late talkers, correct? So here's the thing. There's been evidence and research that's been conducted over the decades that, for example, 2005 by Thielen and Associates, they found that when speech disorders are left untreated, we're going to have difficulties later on in school with reading, spelling, and later on math. So that's what they found. And then other researchers are coming along finding the same things, finding reading disorders associated or reading difficulties or disorders associated with speech and language disorders. So treatment and early intervention is key. For that piece of research, it was in 2020 with Tam Baraja. And I apologize if I just mutilated that one, but Tam Baraja and the associates there, you know, reading risk in children with speech and sound disorders, prevalence, persistence, and predictors. You know, that was in a journal for speech, language, and hearing research that was published in 2020. You know, even to this day, very recent, we are finding that when speech and language disorders are left untreated, it is very difficult for that child not only just to try to get treatment and recovery from that, but it also makes school harder than it should be. And here's the thing. When I see parents to this day, and I've been saying this and singing this song for over decades now, when we see these severe articulation or even moderate or even mild, when we have a speech disorder and it has to do with the sounds of speech, not so much language, but in language too, but the sounds, we call it articulation or phonological disorders. When it comes to that, I tell all my parents, beware, keep an eye, because a lot of times, and I haven't done the research myself, so this is anecdotal, this is just what I've seen in my own clinic with the kids that we treat. What happens is majority of them in first grade will be identified with dyslexia. So speech and language disorder there was the first symptom of a learning disability. And if I can make that child's life in school even a tad bit easier, we need to do that. We absolutely need to make sure that they're getting treatment at the appropriate time. Don't do a wait and see approach. You need to follow your gut. You need to go get educated, and that is why I do this. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Dr. Michelle Saltarelli with Autumn Oak Speech, Voice, and Hearing's podcast, Here to Speak. If you enjoyed it, please share, please like us, please subscribe, and thank you again for your time. Have a wonderful day.